Esmeralda is in the room. Dan is in the room.
Yes. Well, it's your birthday on Friday. I don't know if you heard.
Oh yeah, I did. Yes, I'll be off. This is my last morning until next Monday, so I'm taking an extended little break here for the 4th of July and for my birthday.
And here in Chicago, you get gifts on your birthday.
What?
Yeah, it's a Chicago.
It's a Chicago thing. It's a Chicagoanism.
How fortunate are we?
Oh, okay. All right.
So we got your gifts.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. You didn't have to do that.
Yes. So we think you'll like them. There's, as is usually the case with these things, there's a theme.
Oh, okay.
But the first non-theme item, though, but coincidentally, something that apparently listener Deanna thought you needed another one, too.
Right.
Oh. Oh, this is crazy. Deanna just gave me the same thing.
Oh, is it the same thing?
It's the same one. Well, yeah. Now you can double.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I'll tell you what. This one is different color.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So anyway, what we're describe to everybody what this is, because I'm a nervous Nilly.
It's not a fidget cube. It's a fidget
octagon
or something. Yeah. Esmeralda, 2 years ago, had suggested we get you the fidget cube.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured it's been warmed to a nub by this point.
It seriously, I'm not kidding. Some of the buttons don't click anymore.
Oh goodness!
So,
and unfortunately, they don't make that one anymore.
Oh,
that one that was 2 years ago.
But this one's like deluxe.
Yes. So there's like a rope you can pull and a
bunch of buttons, and there's some rubber. Here's a clicky clicky. And then there's
it's like a children's
rubber.
Like, those things you hang in the cribs.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. And that's how I keep. Ooh, this is. I like this one. It's a little circle that makes a grinding noise. Anyway, because I'm a fidgety, nervous wreck, you know, 95% of the day. So thank you. That's awesome.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
So, and now you've got two.
I've got two.
One for both hands.
That's. Yeah.
You can use the one that's the older one you can use on your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you don't use it on your feet?
No, I will now. You've given me the suggestion. I will. Yeah. All right.
So the next one was something we really wanted to get you, but because of the makeup of the item, it would not have worked out having it on the show. So we just are going to give you cash so you can buy it.
What? What am I? So you're giving me cash?
We're giving you cash because even though the website's you can download a gift card, you can't actually download a gift card, I found out yesterday.
Oh.
You couldn't get a gift card? Okay. All right. So this $20 that you gave me, which is plenty to buy.
Well, it's your birthday.
Okay. We couldn't get you a pickle slushy without it melting, so have dinner and some tater tots and a slushy on us. Oh, that's Sonic, by the way. The pickle slushy has been a topic of conversation.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
And Esmeralda, you said you would try it, but you probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it's probably sweet.
Yeah. And dilly.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like I could drink a whole slushy of it.
What about you, Vic? Would you be able to drink a whole pickle-flavored slushy?
No way. That sounds disgusting.
Enjoy it, though.
Oh, yes. No, I would. I want to try it. I do. All right,
just
thank
bring
you
that
guys.
Sonic receipt back on Monday there, Nick.
Yeah, okay. Well, definitely.
The next one I'm going to ask Esmeralda's help to bring it over to you.
What are we talking about? What's going on?
Because, you know,
it's not alive, is it?
It's not alive.
It takes my strength to bring it over.
Yes, I'm very weak in the upper arms. Much like Vic, we found out yesterday.
Yeah, Vic, yeah.
But we know you don't, when you do have a meal, you don't just drink a pickle slushy. You can't just have one item to drink with your tater tots and your slider or whatever you end up getting.
They got me a gallon of milk. That's right. And by the way, it's whole milk. Thank you very
You're
much.
Very
you
welcome.
Didn't get me. You didn't get me a gallon of dishwater.
Nope.
You got me the good stuff, the whole milk.
Well, you're a growing boy.
We had a debate whether we should get you Oberweis or the Jewel, which you prefer. We didn't end up going Jewel.
You did. You did, and that's exactly the gallon that's in my. And by the way, the gallon because I just went grocery shopping yesterday.
Oh
Monday,
man, how are you going to drink all this milk?
Trust me, it'll go. Trust me, I'll drink it. This is the same exact expiration date as what's in my fridge right now.
It's funny you mentioned that because when I went and selected it, I specifically chose the one with the longest expiration date after hearing your many stories.
Right.
So yes, it was so.
All right. Thank you. A gallon of milk. I now have, because my gallon at home I just bought yesterday. So it's
halfway.
Three quarters full.
Oh my gosh.
So, of course. Yeah. So I'll ask you to hand this one over. I'm afraid to throw this one. So, as we said, you know, not that we need to plan out your meals, but we'd imagine you get a slider and you're going to get some tater tots or curly fries or some other thing. So we figured this will go with that side dish.
Oh, man. Sir Kendington's ketchup.
The most interesting man in the world next to Vic Vaughn, Sir Kensington.
And he does have, he's got a top hat and a monocle. I guess that's the key. If you have the top hat and the monocle.
So it looks like Vic Vaughn?
Yeah, it does. Vic, it looks like you.
Is that right?
Except he doesn't have, if you shaved your beard, kept your mustache.
But the monocle is spot
Jeannie.
On.
Right.
That would scare Jeannie?
Yeah.
If you just had them,
I shave my beard, I'll leave the mustache just to mess with her. I'll come out of the room looking real sleazy.
Oh, boy.
How's it going, baby?
Jumps out of her skin. Happy birthday, Nick.
We got one more.
Okay.
A final piece. So while you're eating your Sonic, you can wear this. This was all Esmeralda, and God bless her.
This was all Esmeralda.
Because of the many great contributions to her show that she's made, this one might be the greatest.
Okay. It seems to be a shirt. Oh, my God. It's the Puerto Rican Saga. It's the Puerto Rican Saga anniversary t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
This might be the greatest gift that I've ever gotten in my life.
Now you have to go to Puerto Rico somehow.
This is the greatest gift that I am going to wear this every single day. That's amazing, and it's got all the dates for the 4.0 anniversary tour. But it's the Puerto Rican flag I with the Saga logo. That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
You need to go to Puerto Rico somehow.
Okay.
At least just Humboldt Park.
That we did not get to.
Humboldt Park. Just go to Humboldt Park.
Just walk through.
I was going to say, we didn't get you a trip to Puerto Rico.
No.
So,
yeah. I was going to say,
Dan, get you a bus pass.
Don't you have connections to get me a trip to Puerto Rico?
I can get you room and board. Yeah. I can't get you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Seriously, that's great. Thank you for all of this stuff.
When we had that conversation, Esmeralda that morning sent me that link, and I said to her, I'm like, we have to remember this for a month from now when his birthday's coming up.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really. That's great. That's great. I'm going to use all of this stuff. This is probably all today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
Happy birthday. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Vic. Happy birthday, Nick. Thank you. Yes, Esmeralda. Thank you very much. Oh, man. All right, we have to break. We got weather and traffic. Do you need to go back to the hut?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll talk a little bit longer. Can we have the milk put back in the fridge?
We will put the milk back in the fridge. Yes. Can we open the Sir Kensington ketchup?
Yes, of course.
Because I do want to try it.
All right. I mean, here. Hold on.
I'm trying to think. Do we have anything that would there's no fries left over here anywhere.
I got pork rinds in the office.
Maybe.
We can try it on pork rinds.
Yeah, we can try it on pork rinds.
Yeah. All right, I'll grab a bag of pork rinds during the break here, and then we'll try Sir Kensington's. So, all right. And then after the break, we'll put the milk in the fridge so it's not cottage cheese by the time I leave. Thank you guys again. That was really, really nice of you. And seriously, all of this stuff will be used and loved. And Esmeralda, the Saga shirt is just astonishing.
I mean,
it's really astonishing. So, so good. All right. Let's take a break. We got weather. We got traffic. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. So we're here, and my coworkers were nice enough to get me a bunch of stuff for my birthday. And you know what? Can somebody grab napkins?
Yeah.
Let's grab some napkins or something. Is Esmeralda coming in to try it out here? She's on her way. Okay. I didn't see her in the hut. I didn't know what was going on. All right. So they gave me a bunch of great stuff. A fidget cube, new fidget cube, a gallon of milk. I know that might sound silly for people who are new to listening, but I happen to love milk very, very much. An unbelievable Saga Final Tour t-shirt with the Puerto Rican flag on it, which is pretty spectacular. And also, Sir Kensington's ketchup. We were talking about ketchups last week, and there was an article that someone did a whole bunch of taste testing of ketchups, and so Sir Kensington's came out like on top, and it's made with vine ripened tomatoes, and I've never tried Sir Kensington's ketchup, and it says at Sir Kensington's, our mission is to bring integrity and charm to ordinary and overlooked food. Sir Kensington, the man, is merely a legend. Our ketchup is legendary. Tell us what you think. So there it is. So we don't have French fries or anything here, but we do have some pork rinds that Deanna got for us. So why don't you guys grab a pork rind? These are very peppery, by the way.
Yeah, I grabbed one of Vic's pork rinds.
Oh, okay. Vic, you have any?
Yes.
Okay.
Happy. Right off the bat, I don't like the smell of it.
You don't like
it
the smell
like
of the ketchup?
Cocktail sauce.
Or the look of it.
Okay, hold on. Now, we're taste testing Sir Kensington's.
Yeah, it smells like cocktail.
I have to speak in
sauce.
6 minutes, by the way.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, and what do you get? Thick tongue when you eat?
I don't know what the medical term is. I turn into a horse, and I just start slobbering over it. I want more food.
How did that 274 beans thing go?
I haven't done it yet. I'll give you an update. I'm doing that.
You're spearing beans.
Taking that world record down.
All right. So we've got some pork rinds here. That was from our listener, Deanna, who got that for me. And I slathered a little Sir Kensington's ketchup on there. Dan, did you put your ketchup on there?
The ketchup is applied.
Okay. Why don't we all just take a taste here?
Well, I can think of a few reasons. I like it.
I like it, too.
I think I'm with Esmeralda. I think it's a little too cocktail saucy for me.
Oh, I like it.
Woo.
They're salty.
There's a little kick.
No, that's the pork
rind.
That's
the pork rind. The pork rind's got some...
Just taste the ketchup. Because the pork rind's a bit... I think.
The pork rind's a little overwhelming.
I think the ketchup's got a little...
No, it's the pork rind because it's real peppery. The pork rind's real peppery. I don't like this.
Sir Kensington.
It's a little bland.
I like it.
Is that
I
just me? It's a little bland taste.
No.
Bland?
I don't think it's bland either. I think it's got a kick. Ooh. I think the Sir Kensington has a kick.
Is it kick?
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
You
agree.
Have a cough though. So like
it's got a tangy little tangy backbite to it.
I guess.
It's good. I don't, and you know what?
Are you smoking cigars in the time of
And I really like it with these pork rinds, I have to say.
I don't get a kick in the least. And
Vic,
I was eating guacamole earlier. It was spicy, so
I don't mean like a real spice. It's got a nice tang to it. Like a nice on the back end there's a tang.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like it. It's like cocktail sauce. I don't like it.
I love it. Vic, what about you? Ketchup wise?
I'm with you. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I find it a bit
Dan, where do you?
I don't know if I love it, but I don't.
Wow.
But it is available, ladies and gentlemen, at your local Jules Osco.
Oh, wow. It's at the Jules.
I don't think it has I mean, it's a little tangy, but I wouldn't call it a kick.
Well, it's
tangy. It has less of a kick than Heinz.
I think Dan's right. I think the nasal situation you have going on is causing a taste disorder.
But I ate guacamole earlier, and that had spice to
that
it.
That was pizza.
And
your taste is a little off.
Yeah. If you had good guacamole earlier,
and that had spice and stuff, and I tasted the spice, so I don't. I think it's bland.
Okay. Well, you bought it for me, and I like it.
That's,
so
that's all that matters.
I think it's really good. Vic, you and I, you need to get yourself a bottle of Sir Kensington's, and then you and I will have a Sir Kensington's party dressed up like him.
Okay.
And we'll put ketchup on everything.
We're shaving everything but the mustache?
Everything but the
mustache. Wow.
That sounds fun. Man.
No, we'll have to do that in November. We'll do that in November.
Okay. By the way, everybody, 427.
I know. Shaving everything but the mustache.
It is bikini season.
It is, yeah.
Now I'm venturing Vic in a Speedo.
Wow, we are going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we got to go
to town. Nick has a shirt you can borrow.
Yeah.
No shirt required.
No shirt required.
When are you going to Puerto Rico?
I think he's being facetious.
Right.
Right, because we got him in Puerto Rico.
Oh, I got shirt. Yeah. You all right, Dan?
Now you're mad at him.
Extra hour.
All right. Well, this ketchup is available, Sir Kensington's. Not, and they also make other sauces.
Right.
Because they have a line of other sauces. And Sir Kensington, I believe they have their website is Sir Kensington's, obviously, shockingly, SirKensington's.com.
If you go to their YouTube channel, they will show you how to make various dishes using Sir Kensington.
Oh, wow.
Ingredients: tomatoes, tomato paste, organic cane sugar, onions, distilled vinegar, water, salt, lime juice concentrate, green bell peppers, and allspice.
Wow. No corn syrup.
No corn syrup. And right, and you have to list the ingredient that is most prominent, so that would be tomato. So yeah. Good for them.
I think it's good. Thank you for this.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to squirt it into the milk.
Somehow,
mm-hmm.
429. I don't know.
By the way, so since we're off Friday, 2 weeks from now, I think we're going to have to do 3 hours of Straight Out of Context.
It's going to be your whole show.
Yeah. Do you like the pork rinds?
Pork rinds are excellent.
Aren't they great? They're really good. My thanks to Deanna for that. These are the sea salt and pepper pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
She also got me a bag of barbecue pork rinds, which are good too, but I didn't want to use those because that would have conflicted with the flavor of the ketchup. So, okay, we're going to break here, and then I believe Skip Skipley's coming. Save some ketchup for him.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
He knows.
Yeah, I bet he does. He's probably on. I bet he's on the sub.
$10 that he captained the ship this week.
Exactly. And Dan, you do have the inside track on what Skip's going to say.
Do.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up in 14 seconds.